I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Members of a unique band based in Poland came to the United States for the first time earlier this month. Their first destination was Springfield. This video on YouTube has over 2 million views and features the musical stylings of Laboratorium Pieśni, which translates to Sound Laboratory. The music is mostly a cappella, and part of what makes it special is how the voices of several females intermingle using a style called polyphonic singing. At times, drums and other percussion is also used. All the music draws from traditional songs from around the world, mainly Eastern Europe. Founders of the group recently came to Springfield to lead workshops on singing and to perform what's called a sound bath. Alina Yortishin and Camilla B. Goose performed the sound bath concert at a dance studio. Dozens of people were spread out on yoga mats and blankets, allowing the music to wash over them. Yortishin explains.
People are laying down on the ground in a very peaceful mode, yeah? Camilla is playing the violin, I'm playing the drum or shruti box, and we are singing traditional songs. Of course, we add many intuitive sounds, we add some improvisations.
Afterward, many talk about how relaxed they feel.
Their belief that music and harmony is healing, when you're laying there, you just feel better. That's all there is to it.
That's Terry Woodliffe, the woman who brought the two to town. She helped organize their first U.S. tour, which also includes stops in New Orleans, Seattle, and Dallas. Woodliffe lives in Texas now, but she used to call Springfield home. She says the area has a strong spiritual community, and she knew there would be interest in getting the girls here.
It is just a hotbed of energetic activity. You have shamanic breath work that goes on here regularly. You have pagan groups that meet to try and celebrate the seasons and bring good energy to people all around them.
Yortishin says she came upon this style of music by accident. She was working in a theater program when she started learning some traditional songs.
From the first moment, it touched my heart so deeply that I thought, oh my gosh, what is the secret of that kind of music? What is the mystery of it?
She calls the music she performs folk because she and the other ladies put their own unique spin on the tunes. It's taken off, and the band and its members have been traveling the world. Yortishin and B. Goose go to cities where they perform the sound baths as a duo and lead workshops, helping others learn to sing the way they do. That's the sound of 40 people singing after two intensive days learning three songs. The workshop sold out months ago and took place at a spiritual retreat in Springfield, a place run by Catholic nuns that's called Jubilee Farm. Yortishin emphasizes the importance of being open to new possibilities and says that everyone can sing, as she tells the attendees before they part ways and head home.
Really, it's the biggest lie in our civilization that we need a school to sing. It's the biggest lie that we need a school for dancing, a school for breathing. It's the biggest lie. Look at children, yeah? They know how to sing, they know how to dance, they know how to breathe.
Some people have traveled all the way from the East Coast for the workshops here. Łucja Lanaczek is originally from the same city in Poland as Laboratorium Pieśni. She says she had previously been too afraid to sing in front of others. She now lives in Chicago and helped plan another sound bath that took place there. She talks about what she's learned so far.
To sing well is to sing with your own voice, opening yourself up to that therapeutic level of truly finding your voice, your authentic voice, and singing with that is when you feel the power that you hold within.
And as it turns out, it sounds pretty amazing when people come together and use their authentic voice to meet within a song, as the organizers describe it. Yortishin says while she's not sure what she is helping others connect with through music, it's something spiritual and it's bigger than herself. I'm Rachel Otwell.